Thanks for listening to our Cambridge Breakfast podcast. Remember, you can subscribe with Radio Player or your favourite podcast app and never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, weekday mornings from 7.
Cambridge Breakfast. Cambridge 105 Radio.
First night review now of The Ancient Mariner. Samuel Taylor Coleridge's gripping and compelling story of The Ancient Mariner is retold through this powerful musical drama.
One man retells his sad story, how he and his crewmates set sail in good weather, but were soon beset by storm and then ice. In a callous act, he shoots from the sky an albatross and then watches as one after one his crewmates die.
But the mariner cannot die. He's been cursed for his crime against nature to be abandoned forever upon the wide, wide sea.
Sarah Colwell is here with our first night review. Good morning.
Good morning, hello, hello, Sarah. Hello. Have we taken you back to the corpus with our very dramatic...
Yes, it was... Absolutely fascinating. It was one man, Matt Wilkinson, who was the mariner on stage singing the Rime of the Ancient Mariner for just over an hour, accompanied by Jeff Page, who composed the music.
He was singing.
He was singing. I mean, he was superb. He had absolutely amazing voice. And it was really, really interesting. The playroom was absolutely packed, which is, I think it's probably the first time I've seen it completely packed. And there wasn't a pin drop, you know, you couldn't have, you couldn't hear a pin drop. It was really, really good. I don't know if you know the sort of full story of The Ancient Mariner.
No, not at all.
Okay, so it's an epic poem by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. And it tells the story of the mariner who sets sail and they bump into some rough seas, and then they see an albatross and the sea's okay again, and then for some mad reason the mariner shoots the albatross and the sea gets incredibly rough, and then they're abandoned at sea and they all die, as it says. And then he goes a little bit mad and sees all the creatures under the sea, and he's singing, I can't believe that those horrible creatures are alive, but all my crewmates are dead. And then he sees a ship, he thinks, and it's actually just a mirage. But as it gets nearer, death and life are both on the ship. It's all quite, you know, it's a very, very deep poem. And then he finally realises that he really shouldn't have shot the albatross. Not a good move. And sees a hermit, and the hermit sort of rescues him. And in the end of the poem, he's found God again, but he's also sort of has to walk the earth forever retelling his story.
That is some deep stuff.
So it's kind of a story of, you know, you mustn't go against nature, you must be kind to creatures and all that kind of thing.
It's quite an interesting message.
It is, actually. It is. It's kind of a very old, obviously, 1800s, but it can be moved forward to
today. Absolutely.
And don't kill albatrosses, because they're a very sort of declining species.
Well, that's our many we learned today.
Yeah.
Tell me about the staging a little bit.
Staging,
so it's one man, but accompanied. So do you see the musician there?
Yeah, he's sitting there on his keyboards, and Matt Wilkinson is sitting on a chair as we walk in, and then so there's a chair, and they're sort of all CE-type things, like ropes and boxes and barrels, and it's very CE. Is that a word?
Oceanic. Oceanic.
I thought that's what you were looking for. Sorry. What do they stand for?
Watery CE, kind of. It's a really nice set. And so when the boat starts rocking, he holds onto the ropes and rocks himself.
He's
absolutely mesmerising, this chap. I mean,
And what we were just listening to there...
Yeah, that's part of it.
That's part of it. That's him.
That's him.
Because that sounded really beautiful.
It's lovely.
Really atmospheric.
It's very... Parts of it are a bit discordant, parts of it are beautifully sort of lovely and cordant. It's the poem in musical form. So it's really, really good. It's not for everyone, obviously. If you like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, for example, you might not like this.
No, this is quite different.
But it's very, it's operatic, musically dramatic, and very, very interesting, very different. Very something, I mean, I was kind of a little bit... not entirely sure when I knew I was going to see it, but I really did enjoy it. My friend Liz enjoyed it as well.
So something very different even for you.
Yes.
And you were taken in by it completely.
I was.
I think I would really like this because it's just so many forms of art.
Yes, exactly.
It's really quite intense. I mean, it's a lot. It's the music. It's the one person.
One man.
You were there in that moment, I imagine.
And it's such a tiny theatre, and we were on the front row, and so you are completely in it. And also his costume was superb. He was, he looked like a mariner with bits of shell on him and, you know, sea foam.
Is it quite moving? Are you quite...
It is, yeah. It's a very sad poem, really, because, you know, at the end, because he shot this albatross, which also the crew members put around his neck, which is where the saying comes from.
Oh, it does it?
The albatross
around the neck. Wow. Yeah.
I love it when that happens.
So he shot this albatross and he's, you know, doomed to walk the earth with his glittering eye.
The only survivor he feels that they've all died because of his silly little mistake.
But yeah, because he just, and it doesn't, you know, the poem doesn't say why he shot the albatross. He just obviously had a mad moment and shot it. Because it was leading them to good seas, then it led them to bad seas. So, you know, it's probably an A-level text or a university, it's bound to be. So I can imagine you could be very deeply taking meaning out of it forever.
Did they do much with the lighting during the course?
Yeah, it was up and down. Not huge amounts, to be honest. It didn't really need it because that stage is so small as well.
Does that make a difference in itself? You know, we often mention the layout of the Corpus playroom where you've got this, I guess, L shape for the audience, isn't it?
You've got one side and then another side.
Best description.
Tiny floor space.
Does that kind of area have an effect on the performance?
I think it does.
Or the reception of the performance when compared to, I don't know, say the ADC?
Yeah, I mean, the ADC is small as well, but nothing like that. It really does. Everything I've seen there, you've been really, and I've always sat on the front row, you've always been a massive part of the show, really, because you are right next to this, the actors, the performers, and he sort of looking around, and occasionally looked at me and looked at the other, you're a bit scary, you are.
Yes. That's a bit too close for comfort for me. I might sit.
It was good. I would, as I say, it's not for everyone. It's you know, quite an acquired taste, I'd say, but I really enjoyed it, definitely. Yeah.
A couple of performances left then, if you do want to go and see it tonight and tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at the Corpus Playroom. Tickets on the ADC Theatre site, but just to confuse you, of course, you go alongside
the Arts Theatre in order
to get in. But it sounds like something a little more relaxed, a bit different for a Friday night or a Saturday night to go to. What's next on your list?
Woman of No Importance on Monday at the Arts Theatre.
That sounds good.
It's going to be good.
I saw the poster of that and I was like, can relate. I'm looking forward to hearing
about
that.
It's Oscar Wilde, isn't it? Yes, it is Oscar Wilde.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I'm going to drag my husband along, so that will be fun.
nice romantic evening with a woman of no importance.
Exactly.
Sarah Colwell, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks.
Cambridge 105 Radio.